made this whole thing happen. Me.
Mom, that's really Levi Hayes. We saw him in Discovery yesterday.
I have a song I'd love to sing.
Oh, the music's already planned.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition. In today's episode, the second in this season called Battle Song, everyone is getting ready for fall. The leaves haven't started changing quite yet, but the upcoming Harvest Festival has everyone in Discovery excited. Meanwhile, in Grizzly, there's talk of a different kind of music festival, a palooza. It isn't confirmed, but the presence of a famous musician has some people convinced that it could happen. I wonder what that festival will be all about. Do you too? Well, let's find out and exercise our faith in today's episode called Out of Tune.
Miss Campbell, Natalia, hi.
Brianna, you're coloring.
Well, sort of, yes. I'm writing up today's menu with chalk.
Pretty. Can I help?
Of course.
Have fun.
So first, you use the white chalk to write out the words. And then you can fill it in with...
Hi, everyone. Ooh, what's all this?
Amanda, we're creating ads for the Harvest Festival.
We're doing the Harvest Festival again? Yay!
What do you think of this ad? Fall leaves, music notes. I think it's perfect!
Wait, now look at this one. Emily Harris is working on getting this into all the newspapers in the region.
Go, Emily!
These ads are so nice. The first Thursday in October. Oh, I'll miss it. That's when I have to be in New York.
Oh, well, I can take Natalia with me.
Michelle, you're going to be busy with food.
Yes, well, you do have a point.
I'm organizing the music, or Natalia could stay with me.
I have a few weeks to figure things out. I trust God to help, even when I don't know how He's going to do that.
Aw, that's such great faith, Amanda.
I've been through a lot, but God hasn't failed me yet.
Whew, preach it, sister.
Michelle, did you have time to make the oat bars for my class?
Yes, they're in the pan right there.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Mommy, look at the chalk art I made.
Nice work. You're great with her, Brianna.
Oh, we're just having fun. Now, Addison, she's great with kids.
Addison, of course. I'll talk to her right away.
About?
To see if she wants a babysitting job.
For me?
Maybe. Come on, honey. We need to get to school.
School? Me too.
Hi, Brianna. Bye, Brianna.
Oh, those kids. Don't pay any attention to where they're running.
Yes. Can I help you with something?
You work here?
Sort of. It's a family business.
Oh, well, I'm just looking for someone.
Okay.
No cowboy hat. Although, he could be in disguise, I suppose. Oh, Grizzly. He might be there.
Was that just made from Grizzly Mountain?
I have no idea, but she's looking for someone in a cowboy hat.
No one here like that. I better get back to,
Michelle, look, I'm sorry about yesterday. I didn't realize how important the dream of having your own food truck was.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Well, I did a little research, and here, look what I found online.
That's a great price for a food truck. I could afford it. Barely, but I could.
I could give the guy a call today and find out more, if you'd like.
I would. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. I'll let you know what I find out.
Okay.
Would you like some more orange juice?
Yes, please.
Be right back.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Carson. Here are the car keys.
Thanks.
Orange juice?
Oh, I was just working on that for you.
I knew it! It's Levi Hayes!
Oh, dear.
Mom, that's really Levi Hayes. We saw him in Discovery yesterday.
The singer? Oh, now I'm nervous.
Look, other customers are crowding their table.
On it. Bring Mr. Hayes another glass of orange juice.
Sure.
Everyone, back to your tables, please. Come on, follow me.
You're Victoria Brooks? Oh, I'm so honored to meet you.
Well, thank you. You are?
May Grady. I'm a local business owner and head of our Musicpalooza City Bid.
Ah, May, have a seat.
Well, thank you.
Levi, this is one of Grizzly Mountain's premier business owners.
Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
So, our bid to host Musicpalooza won? The event is really coming here?
The announcement will be made tonight. Oh, that reminds me.
Victoria, my dear, how may I help?
What is your hotel's internet upload speed for the announcement tonight?
Only the best, Victoria. We've got a dedicated high-speed line just for you.
Perfect.
The IT director is setting up your mics as I speak.
Good. Check back later.
Grizzly Mountain is so honored to host this event.
Mr. Hayes, your orange juice?
Thanks.
Just think, on October 1st, Musicpalooza will be right here in Grizzly Mountain. Oh, I did it!
The Palooza will bring business to your little town. People will flock to hear Levi and the other musical headliner.
Ooh, who is the other musician? I promise I won't tell.
Here, take a listen and see if you can guess.
Born for fame, born for fame.
I was born for fame. Oh, what is his name? Swedish, yes. Oh, Eric Ekstrom. Oh, man, people are going to love this.
Yes. May, what's your local business? Real estate? Banking?
I own, the bowling alley.
Bowling alley? Ugh, drink your orange juice, Levi. It's time to go.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Victoria's just a little out of tune this morning. Big day, you know.
Well, no harm done. I got to have breakfast with Levi Hayes.
Haley.
Brianna, hey, sorry about the study plans.
That's okay. It was so cool that Levi Hayes visited the library.
I really shouldn't talk about it. His manager is trying to protect him from fans.
It's okay. I won't say anything. Hey, look at this.
An ad for the Harvest Festival. Nice.
It'll bring a lot of business to the hotel. I can text it to you so you can show Madam Manager and Mr. McGee.
Sure, but right now Madam Manager's obsessed with the Musicpalooza and helping Levi's manager, Victoria Brooks.
Well, aren't there like 10 towns competing to host the Musicpalooza? It might not even go to Grizzly.
True.
Ah, but Levi and his manager are here.
Draw your own conclusions.
I'll send you the ad anyway, to show Madam Manager. It's happening in October.
When in October?
The first Thursday.
Brianna, did you see the Harvest Festival ads?
Kezi, I was just telling Haley about them.
Your mom sure knows a lot of people. She got the ad into all the newspapers.
Go, Mom.
Newspapers? What about social media?
Piper, great idea.
Miss Holt's working on that.
People are gonna come from all over.
This is so exciting.
Who's organizing the music? I have a song I'd love to sing.
Oh, the music's already planned.
Wait, but how?
Last night after the meeting, Ms. Holt, Mr. Simon, and I were just inspired.
So, what did you plan?
Oh, you'll see.
Well, that's, I'm going to class.
But...
Is Piper okay? She just walked away.
I don't know.
Haley, Levi Hayes is staying at the Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa. That's so cool.
I cannot confirm that information.
Did you get his autograph?
No.
Ah, so he is staying there.
Hugo, you tricked me.
The Musicpalooza is going to be in Grizzly Mountain, isn't it? We can all go.
Nah, not really my thing. It'll be loud and crowded.
Fun.
Hugo, time for class.
Yes, Chaplain Jake.
Hey, Brianna.
Allison, what are you doing at our school?
I know. Feels a little weird to be back. But you left your biology textbook at the library.
Oh, thanks, Ads. You're a lifesaver.
Hey, do any of you know about the Harvest Festival?
I do. Just ask. I can tell you all about it.
Are there going to be any activities for kids?
Yes, of course. Games and hot apple cider and singing.
Oh, good. I'm babysitting that week.
Natalia Lee, right?
Hey, how'd you know?
I gave Miss Campbell your name.
Aw, thanks, Brianna.
I'll text you the ads.
Thanks. October 1st. Fall is just around the corner.
Brianna, Haley, biology? Addison, if you stay here, somebody's going to put you to work.
Oh, I'm going back to the library. See ya, Chaplain Jake.
We don't want to be late for Bible class either. We'll join them right after this.
Hey, Director Doug here. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Call us at 1-877-566-7365.
Let's join Chaplain Jake and the seventh graders for Bible class.
Thank you for joining us, Keziah.
Sorry, Chaplain Jake.
Hey, for once I'm not the one in trouble.
Piper, what'd I miss? Piper?
Now let's jump back into 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and King
Jehoshaphat.
That's right. Now, he was a good king. Jehoshaphat led Judah during a time of peace.
So everyone was getting along?
Yeah, peace. The king appointed judges to help the people of Judah. And he traveled from town to town teaching the Bible.
Sounds like it was kind of boring.
At least no one was ignoring anyone or planning things without including their best friend.
Hey, Piper, are you talking about me?
Just a comment.
But a super specific one. Is this about the Harvest Festival?
Keziah?
Oh, I do not want to talk about the Harvest Festival.
Let's move on, okay? Hugo, why don't you read verse 2?
Okay. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea."
A multitude?
This is not boring. An army is approaching Judah?
Ready to attack.
Attack? Maybe they're just coming to visit.
It says against you. They're not friends.
Let's stay focused on the Bible story. So what did Jehoshaphat do? Verse 3.
And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
Jehoshaphat didn't turn to his army. He turned to God first.
I guess the king was surprised that he was being attacked.
Alas, we're drifting away from the Bible story again. Keziah, Piper, can you let whatever this is go until later?
Yes. Sorry, Chaplain Jake.
Sorry, Chaplain Jake. Did the people fast and pray with Jehoshaphat?
Let's keep reading. So Judah gathered together to ask for help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord.
I think we missed a verse, didn't we?
No. Why do you think that, Hugo?
Well, an enemy is attacking, but where's the army?
Maybe they didn't have one?
No, Judah had a really strong army. Jehoshaphat had built one of the best.
So, I'm confused.
The people of Judah relied fully on God. Piper, read verse 12. This is part of Jehoshaphat's prayer.
Oh, our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help.
Only God could help them.
So they trusted in God, not in themselves?
Yes, indeedy. And we'll leave Jehoshaphat's story right here until next time. Until next time!
Piper, she's gone.
I think she's avoiding you.
Yeah, Hugo. Unfortunately, I think you're right.
John, how are you?
Mr. Simon, I'm well. You?
Good, good. Always busy with something.
I hear you're rebooting the Harvest Festival.
Yes, a great idea. Town is excited. Did you ever go to one when you were a kid?
I did. I enjoyed it.
Michelle has some posters for me, and I'm going to take some on Blue Birdie. You don't suppose Mr. Bilsby would let me hang one at your office, would he?
Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Great. Glad I ran into you, John.
You too. Take care, Mr. Simon. Now, where is that guy's phone number? There we go.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Nico Vega?
Speaking. And who am I talking to?
Hey, my name is John Harris. I saw your ad. Is your food truck still for sale?
Listen, I'll be honest with you, buddy. I've got at least 5 other interested people ahead of you.
Oh, yeah? This wouldn't be for me, but my ex-wife.
Food truck for your ex-wife? Now, there's gotta be a story there.
Not really. Just, she runs our family business, and apparently it's always been a dream of hers to have a food truck.
What's the family biz?
Food service. We have a small cafe, Miss Michelle's Cafe.
And Michelle is...
my ex-wife. Listen, I'd love to come and take a look at the truck. I understand you have other offers already.
Well, I haven't accepted any offers yet. I need the truck for a gig in October.
And the food truck would be available after that?
Yes, and I'll accept the highest offer.
Well, we likely won't be able to compete, but thanks for your time, Nico.
Listen, I'll put you on my list. You never know. I've got your number here on my call display. What's your address?
Miss Michelle's Cafe, Discovery Mountain. The mail will find us. It's a very small town.
Discovery. Is that anywhere up near Grizzly Mountain?
Yeah, they're the next town over.
Grizzly is the location for my last October event. October 1st.
Oh, well, maybe we can come by and see the truck.
Sure thing. Let's be in touch. Take care now.
You too.
Oh, hey. I was just going to run these posters for the Harvest Festival over to the hospital.
I can take them for you.
Oh, thank you.
I called the guy from the food truck ad.
Oh, what did you find out?
Well, he hasn't sold it yet.
Yay!
But he has about 5 other people interested.
Oh, well, that'll drive the price up. And I could barely afford the price in the ad. Too bad.
Well, there's a small possibility. He needs the truck for one last event. It's in Grizzly on October 1st.
Oh, close by.
Yeah, so I said we'd come and take a look at it.
Well, I'll be busy. The Harvest Festival is October 1st.
I wonder what's happening in Grizzly that day.
I don't know, but whatever it is, it can't compete with the Harvest Festival.
No, I'm sure you're right.
Thanks for your help with the posters. Bye.
Bye.
2 events on October 1st, one in Grizzly and one in Discovery. That can't be a problem, right? Well, we'll find out right after this.
Hello, Discovery Mountain listeners. This is Ken Norton, speaker-director of The Voice of Prophecy. Did you know that you can plant seeds of faith with the Discovery Mountain seeds? These pocket-sized tracts share hope and encouragement in a tiny package. Each seed can grow. Every tract has an invitation to study God's Word through the Expedition Bible Guides. Find the seeds at discoverymountain.com/seeds and share your faith today.
Let's head over to the hospital.
Ken, how's our patient in room 4?
He's doing well, doctor. Just a quick visit from you, and he should be ready for discharge.
Mom, Dr. Scott Smith?
Yes, Cyrus?
The blood draw on the patient in room 11, I haven't seen the order come in for it.
Oh, I forgot. Let me do that right now.
And I'll check on the patient to see if he's feeling up to it.
All right, lab order sent. Should come through in a minute. Cyrus, you can follow Nurse Ken and check on the patient, if that's all right with you, Ken.
Sure. And here. We can hang some posters as we go.
Good idea.
Posters? I'll need what? Some tape?
Here you go. Have fun.
Now, the important thing to remember, Cyrus...
Yeah, tell me. I want to learn everything.
...is to be very careful on the edge.
Edge?
You don't want a paper cut to ruin your day.
Hey!
Now, in all seriousness, hanging posters is important. We had a nurse working here briefly. Estelle.
Oh, I remember her.
She thought that she was too good to do this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah?
But in a small hospital like this one, we all help. We have our roles. But no one's above doing the little things.
Like hanging posters. I got you.
Your mom's an excellent example of that, Cyrus. She's a good leader.
Well, I have a lot to learn from her.
Now, let's check on our patient so that you can do the blood draw and get out of here.
Oh, no rush.
Someone else might disagree.
Hey, Cyrus, you ready to go?
Almost. One last patient.
Okay, can I just hang out here and wait for you?
Yeah, man.
Cool. I'll just hang out in a hospital hallway. It's cold and sterile and... Hey, something to read. Harvest Festival, October 1st. Nice poster.
Dr. Scott Smith, please report to obstetrics. Dr. Scott Smith, obstetrics.
October 1st?
All right, Carson, walk with me. I just have to clock out and I'm free.
Oh, okay. Hey, Cyrus, the Harvest Festival is October 1st.
Yeah, everyone's really getting excited for it. It's sweet.
This morning at the Frosty Inn, I was serving Levi Hayes' orange juice, and...
Wait, you served a famous musician orange juice, and you say it all chill like that?
Well, it kind of just happened. But listen, I heard him say that the Music Palooza is on October 1st.
Oh, and in Grizzly?
I mean, they're announcing the location tonight, but I think so.
You know what that means, right?
No one's gonna come to our little Harvest Festival.
They'll have to cancel or change the date.
But the posters, they're already out there.
Oh, yeah. People are going to be sad.
Or mad.
They're announcing the Music Palooza location tonight?
Yeah, come on, let's tell everyone to watch.
You, with a hat, sit down. None of the other reporters can see over you. Better, thanks.
Mother manager, your hat?
I'm not sitting, my dear. I'm managing this entire press conference.
Jeanette, now where do I stand?
Who are you again?
I am May Grady, the head of the Grizzly Mountain Music Palooza bid to host.
Oh, right. Stand right there next to Victoria Brooks.
Jeanette Jones, I made this whole thing happen. Me.
Well, darling, it's Victoria's turn to shine. Just stand right here and smile.
Well, that camera, is it connected to the live feed?
Yes, Miss Brooks.
Oh, I taught her well. Haley, your phone is buzzing like mad.
Oh, sorry, let me see who it is.
Jeanette, these reporters are crowding my hotel.
Mr. McGee, Music Palooza is a premier event. Every year, different towns around the country bid for the honor to host it.
Kind of like the Olympics.
Yes, yes. It's a big deal for businesses. Thousands of people attend the Music Palooza. And who has the premier hotel in the region?
Well, we do, of course.
But of course. This will be good for our October revenue. Very good.
I'm heading upstairs.
Watch the live stream, McGee, and think thousands of potential customers.
Fine, fine.
Madam Manager,
What is it, my dear? There's no time for hesitation.
Some of my friends want to come inside and hear the press conference live.
The room is already full, but tell them to stand next to the Chase Lounge in the lobby. They can see and hear from there.
Oh, thank you, Madam Manager.
Jeanette, 1 minute until we're live.
Places, everyone. Places. Thank you. Oh, well, thank you.
Jeanette, they're clapping for him.
Welcome, everyone. Now, we're glad you're here. Victoria's about to make our big announcement.
30 seconds till showtime.
So exciting.
Jeanette, you can watch from the side now.
Oh, of course.
10 seconds.
Smile, everyone.
5, 4, 3, 2, action.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Victoria Brooks, and we're coming to you live from the exquisite Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa.
Nice plug.
Now, the news you've all been waiting for. You all know that Levi Hayes is one of the two headline musicians at this year's Music Palooza.
Good to see you all.
And the other musician is streaming in with us from his home in Sweden. That's right. I'm thrilled to announce our other musical act is the one and only Eric Ekstrom.
Yes, it's me. I'm very happy to be playing at Music Palooza again. You guys, it wouldn't be the same without me now, would it? Say my name. I was... See you all at the Music Palooza.
Levi, tell the crowd.
Well, I'd like to let my new friend here tell you. May Brady.
Oh, May Grady, Mr. Hayes.
May Grady, everyone.
This year, Music Palooza will be held in my hometown, Grizzly Mountain. This October 1st, you are all invited.
And first question, to you in the hat.
Yes, thank you, Victoria. First question.
Madam Manager, I'm
Hayes.
Going back to the front desk.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Good,
Haley.
You've been singing now for 15 years. Your superstar status.
You guys, did you hear? Isn't it exciting?
Exciting? Haley, this is terrible.
Terrible?
Music Palooza and the Harvest Festival are on the same day.
They are? Oh no.
All right, we're gonna fight this.
Director Doug, can the Harvest Festival compete against a Music Palooza?
Sadly, I don't think so, and Kazaya's not happy about it.
Yeah, she vowed to fight. It does all feel sort of out of tune, the wholesome Harvest Festival. It almost feels like it's being attacked by a secular music festival.
It does, but Kazaya's response is the opposite of Jehoshaphat's, isn't it?
The opposite? Oh, yes. Jehoshaphat's response to an attacking army was to trust God.
Yes, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, in verse 12, he said, "We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help."
Looking to God when they felt attacked and didn't know how things would turn out. Well, what will happen at the Harvest Festival?
Oh, we'll find out next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us online to listen to more episodes on demand at discoverymountain.com. Discovery Mountain is a ministry of the Voice of Prophecy. Creator and executive producer, Gene Boonstra. Director, Douglas Bruce, with original music by Danny Columbi. Executive producer, Ruben Gomez. Producers, Fiona Lin and Joel Baker.